Hey everyone, welcome into an emergency episode of A Must Win Game with Maggie Gray. The big news has finally dropped, and it's Philadelphia who lands LeBron James, which even though they were definitely in the mix, even though Bob Myers, the former Golden State general manager who's now working for the 76ers, even though he went on Rich Paul's podcast to make a plea for LeBron James, this still feels pretty stunning. It always seemed like LeBron was destined to go back to Cleveland, maybe to close the arc on his entire career and the story of it. Maybe the Warriors, because it was so much closer to his life now in Los Angeles. And we know his affinity for Steph Curry and Draymond Green. Miami obviously became the number one front runner in the prediction markets after some social media person put out a link to a LeBron James introductory press conference. And they thought the 76ers had kind of faded to the back. Obviously, they had already made a huge move this offseason, trading Paul George for Jaylen Brown. And now they add LeBron James on top of it. And I can't see how you would now put the 76ers as the title frontrunner. And no disrespect to the New York Knicks, but it is very hard to repeat. We've had eight straight different champions in the NBA. Dynasties may have gone by the wayside because of the new rules around first aprons and second aprons and how many superstars you can put together and how to keep your teams together. And LeBron, according to Shams, signing a two-year, $8 million deal with a player option. I mean, as far as value for money goes, this is maybe the greatest contract that's ever been signed. LeBron James, dirt cheap, and now going to join a team that has Tyrese Maxey, that has Jaylen Brown, Vijay Edgecombe, who had a fantastic rookie season, Joel Embiid went healthy. I mean, even no pressure for Joel Embiid. Be ready to play, I don't know, half the playoff series, and you'd be in good shape. And now LeBron James. And you know what? LeBron has, behind the scenes, we think, been working to try to get even more players. This is a fantastic team now being coached by Nick Nurse, who has a championship pedigree, being able to put together a team on the fly with Kawhi Leonard and winning a title. I don't see how they aren't the favorites at this point, at least to make it out of the East. Okay, so quickly taking a look at the betting markets now. The New York Knicks still the favorite to win the Eastern Conference, but it's slight at plus 320, and now the 76ers at second there at plus 370. As far as to win the championship, the Spurs, OKC are still ahead of any team in the Eastern Conference, and then it's Philadelphia and New York who are both tied at plus 900. And so LeBron James posting on social media early here on Friday saying, I thought I was done when the season ended. I wasn't ready to announce it, and I knew I needed some time to really decide, but I was pretty sure I'd played my last game. I was honest at that last press conference when I said I needed to look at myself and decide if I still love this game. I still truly love this game, and I have more to give. Said the last weeks have been really special. He's been able to have, because he had no clue what he wanted to do and had to take time to think. Now here's where it gets good. He said, this is my last decision. I'm not going for money. I'm not going for family. What am I really playing for at this point? I still want to sacrifice. I still want to work. I still want to grind. I still want to compete to win and to have a chance at that feeling of winning another championship. I believe I can help make the Philadelphia 76ers a championship team, and I'm so excited to energize a new fan base and start this incredible journey one last time. Thank you, LA, Miami, I'll forever love, and Northeast Ohio will always be home. So here's a couple things with that. Number one, I do like LeBron just putting it right out there. This is a championship or bust season. Obviously it is, right? The guy's in his 40s. He picked this team. He handpicked this team to try to go win another title. That creates so much pressure on a team that is just coming together. Yes, you have Tyrese Maxey as a holdover. Yes, you have Joel Embiid as a holdover. Those are the two OGs. These are two guys who have not been able to get out of the second round of the playoffs. VJ Edgecombe, still very young in his career. Jaylen Brown, now coming over from Boston to Philadelphia. There is going to be a learning curve here. There is going to be time that this team needs to gel. And now you add LeBron James on top of it. You are not doing this in obscurity. You are doing this with multiple, I mean, they have to have more primetime games, I'm assuming, than any other team in the league now. Literally, the NBA said they were holding off on releasing the schedule until LeBron made his decision. The scrutiny on this team is going to be intense. And there's a little part of me that can't help but think of years and years ago, a very intense moment in Philadelphia sports with the Dream Team. Do you remember that? The Philadelphia Eagles, the Nnamdi Asomugha. That team didn't get close to fulfilling their potential. Now, LeBron has signed a 2-year deal here. So, you know, maybe it's not just this year, but I mean, obviously this is so championship robust. Is everyone going to be up to handling this? Are they going to be able to gel and get on the same page enough throughout one season to, you know, take out a team like the New York Knicks who have been through wars with each other? I mean, half the guys battled with each other in college, now in the NBA. So the pressure that is going to be on this team is going to be super intense. And, you know, if I'm Philadelphia, I can't have any of the ancillary stuff, the off-the-court stuff. I can't have a moody Joel Embiid. I can't have an aloof Joel Embiid. You know, I can't have BS stories coming out, leaking out of the organization about interpersonal stuff. You just don't have time. You don't have time for that kind of nonsense. And Philadelphia is one of those towns where I'm curious, with a team this, you know, with a team that's projected to have, you know, this much success, if things don't go well in the beginning, how does that impact the team? How does the noise impact the team? Because Philadelphia, Boston, New York, these are places that can get very loud. Certainly an exciting day for Philadelphia, but they are also a fan base. And I think I can say this with some degree of authority, considering I sat next to a Philadelphia fan for the last 4.5 years in Andrew McLovin-Perloff. But they are not patient. You know, this is not going to be a fan base that is going to go in with all of this positivity and optimism. Maybe, but it could get sour pretty fast. Has anyone been to an Eagles game? Sometimes it can get pretty negative. I mean, hell, it's negative around the Eagles, and this team was in the Super Bowl twice. They just won one, and they still had to get rid of A.J. Brown. And they still, Nick Sirianni, is he on the hot seat? And still, are they going to draft a quarterback to replace Jalen Hurts? I mean, Philly is just that kind of town where the fans are rarely satisfied. And so now you're going to bring LeBron James, still one of the biggest stars we have in sports throughout the world. And he's parachuting into this type of city and this type of atmosphere where it's championship or bust. I mean, everything has to go right. And, you know, let's go to the LeBron James legacy part of this, because that's pretty interesting to me. You know, I get it. Life is not a movie, even though I'm sure we will get many LeBron James movies in the future. But yeah, I think everyone wanted him to go back to Cleveland, because that would have been the sort of storybook ending. But I get it. I wouldn't want to play with James Harden either. And maybe LeBron looked at that Cleveland team and said, I can help, but I can't get you over the top. Obviously, the 76ers, by adding Jaylen Brown, became much, much more appealing. And even Rich Paul, LeBron's famous agent, when he did his whiteboard, kind of, you know, looking at all the places LeBron could sign, did not have a lot of nice things to say about James Harden. And in fact said, no disrespect to James Harden, but Darius Garland would have been a lot more interesting there for LeBron James. I think LeBron wants to play fast. Garland, Tyrese Maxey, these are the kinds of guys that he wants to play with, not James Harden. But obviously, legacy-wise, this would have been a lot cleaner if he had just gone to Cleveland. And I don't even think anyone would have been necessarily demanding championship. And it would have been a nice full circle moment. Miami, I thought, was a little clunkier. You know, Giannis is there now. It didn't end really well, reportedly, between LeBron and Pat Riley, although I've heard reports that they've mended some fences there. You know, it was always a little odd when LeBron went to Miami in the first place. You know, the decision was incredibly unpopular to do a TV show like that, to spurn Cleveland. And he almost likened it to like going to college. You know, LeBron never got a chance to go to college, went straight to the NBA out of high school, and he sort of needed to leave his hometown and kind of, you know, go spread his wings somewhere else. Think about that. Are you going to really move back to your college town like 10 years later? I'm not saying he's outgrown Miami. Miami is still a fantastic franchise, but that one always seemed a little bit, you know, like a weird fit. LeBron was a mercenary when he went to Miami. And what would a part two even be like? Just a little strange. And again, this is Giannis's time in Miami. Obviously, New York was not going to happen because they had just won the title. The Warriors, I think, were very interesting, but that would certainly lead to LeBron being accused of being a bus rider. It is so obviously Steph Curry's team. I think legacy-wise, and obviously LeBron is very in tune to this, legacy-wise, that would have hurt him. I just don't think LeBron would want to live that down. Listen, it's been extremely challenging for Kevin Durant, maybe one of the top 15 players of all time, for him to shed that moniker as the bus rider. But I think LeBron would have gotten never-ending flack for ending his career with Steph Curry on a team where Curry's going to go wire to wire in a Golden State uniform. So the 76ers, let's bring it back to them. It's kind of the perfect team, actually, for LeBron legacy-wise. Again, outside of Cleveland, which would have been the real storybook ending. Because whose team is this right now? You know, Maxey certainly has the big contract, but he's still young in his career. Joel Embiid, also a big contract, and Embiid has been there, and he's the process and all of that, but Embiid has really disappointed 76ers fans. You know, LeBron's not going to have to compete with Joel Embiid for the hearts and minds of the 76er fan. Jaylen Brown just got there. Even Nick Nurse is pretty new as a coach. Like, it's a great opportunity for LeBron to just be like one of the guys where there's not this sort of hierarchy of here's the guy who the fan base loves. And now here's somebody who's coming in and is he going to mess it up or is he going to fall in line? It's a little more nebulous than that with Philadelphia. Yes, they love Maxey, but again, he's so still young in his career. So legacy-wise, this could work. It's only if the team succeeds, though. Because if they crash and burn, then this is going to be compared to that super team. The Vince Young, Nnamdi Asamoah, where they had all this expectations and they completely fell flat. But at least LeBron doesn't get the moniker of bus rider, which I think is extremely important to him. because obviously if we're going to go to the LeBron and MJ comparisons, which I don't even know if we really care to do any of that stuff anymore, but obviously, you know, Michael Jordan never joined somebody else's team that was already at the top of its game. So again, you would not be able to accuse LeBron James of being a bus rider. He goes to a team that certainly has some talent that he could definitely help put over the top. Yet he goes into a city that is going to be quite unforgiving when it comes to big expectations. You know, LeBron cannot go to the 76ers and they lose in the second round to the Knicks again, or Atlanta, or Boston. He has to put them over the top. Finals appearance is minimum. And again, that's a lot to put on a team with this many changes in the offseason. Okay, that's going to do it for the emergency pod. We'll have much more on this coming up on Monday. In the meantime, enjoy the weekend. And thanks for listening to A Must-Win Game with Maggie Gray. Like and subscribe. And we will talk to you next week.